broadcasting live from the Carter Subaru Studios. You're listening to Cairo Nights. Happy Friday. G. Scott, the Online Trading Academy text line. It is 989-73. When you hear that music, that's when the gang is all here. Frank Shires,
yes, Drew
Barth,
mm-hmm.
and of course, David Burbank. We'll be asking David Burbank about his date that he had last night. We'll ask that a little bit later.
Oh, boy. I thought that was the leading news.
The hot date.
It can't be leading news over the snow.
Come on.
It's a tease.
It's a tease. We want people to stay.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about it, but the thing is that we got to reach out to our people, and our people are the ones that's listening right now. 989-73 is the Online Trading Academy text line. Where are you at, and what's it looking like? Texas right now. That's right. If you're listening right now, Texas, let us know where you are and what it's looking like. You know what I mean? So
I have to be honest, G. I'm going to knock on wood, but right now, as of this moment, it's not quite as bad as I thought it was.
Let's go around. Let's go around.
All right.
Because here's the thing. I noticed Brother Frank got on, and I didn't say anything.
What?
And he got on, and he went, oh, still the snowmageddon.
Sure. Why not? Tongue firmly in cheek. Come on.
And that's also the most spot-on Frank Shires impression I've ever
heard. How many times has snowmageddon been said here in Seattle?
Ooh, plenty.
That's why I use it.
So a couple things. We got to get to the bottom of a couple of things. But okay. Before the storm hit, Tom Amata on our sister station, KTTH, was asking the people of Seattle mm-hmm. if they were ready.
What do you think of snowmageddon so far? Is this alarming?
We got to get out of here.
Not much at all. I'm not worried about it.
I think it's going to be bad, mostly because of what people make of it. So I got to hurry up and get home to my wife and, you know, hopefully stock up on a little bit of groceries.
I grew up around snow, so I'm used to this.
Have you prepared at all for snowmageddon?
No.
You don't prepare.
What about supplies? Are people set with that?
What is the weirdest thing you have on hand to prepare for a snowstorm?
I don't really have anything weird. I got some boots. That's about it.
Probably extra coffee.
I don't have anything.
You don't have anything?
Nope.
I have a piece of wood that I've been using to scrape my car.
A piece of wood? What about a credit card? You don't use a credit card?
Well, it's like a nice piece of wood, though. Okay. You know, it's like a piece of like cork. I got a bunch of red sauce on sale. And I don't have the pasta to last the red sauce, but I can survive on the red sauce alone.
We're going to your house if this gets too bad, right?
Here's what I've learned.
Okay.
I'm not saying all of us, right? Collectively, as the Pacific Northwest, the state of Washington, at least, how about this? Western Washington.
Okay.
Let's do that. We're not very prepared. we are not very prepared when it comes to some kind of national emergency, right?
Sure.
Like, and I think this could be a learning lesson, guys, for all of us.
A teachable moment.
Absolutely. I mean, the fact that, I mean, let's get real. If you go, check this out. If you go over to his or her house for the first time tonight on a Friday, and you're over there, and they say, oh, sorry, I didn't get any food because the grocery store was out. Pause. Time out. That should let you know. Red flag. That's not the one to be with right there. You cannot tell me that your house did not have groceries. Like, people are going out like, oh, my goodness, I need bread, I need produce. Wait, what did you have in your house?
I agree. That's not a good first sign. If you go over to somebody's house and they've forgotten to get food, I'm guessing at some point in the future they might forget your birthday.
Right?
I don't know.
Really.
If the priority isn't food in the house, I would wonder what the real priority is.
Ah.
So I'm not ready to check out yet.
All right, Frank. I got to utilize. I got to get to the news. Get more news in. Your weather buddies. By the way, we're going to be talking to Chris Sullivan here with
Good.
Seattle Morning News. He's our traffic guy, and he also is weather. He's going to be telling us what's going on in Snohomish County, and also what's going on outside of the station. But until then, Frank Shires, what are you hearing right now when it comes to the weather with your weather friends?
Okay, so what we know so far is that the worst hasn't happened yet. And Cliff Mass said this earlier with the Three Musketeers this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
What he said was, the worst is coming later, and what he meant was, it needs to get cold.
Okay.
And it hasn't yet. Okay, so we're sitting at, in Seattle,
34 or so?
Yeah, 33. But it's supposed to get down to around, I want to say 28 or 27.
Mm.
And if you're in an outlying area, you know, you've already gotten nailed. Gee, you spent how long trying to make a right
Man,
turn?
Man, I tried about an hour and 20 minutes.
Seriously? Up on the plateau? Hour 20?
Yes.
Yeah.
I kept texting Drew.
Yeah, he kept texting me along.
And you guys wonder why I don't have a cell phone.
But I kept seeing like his, I kept seeing his incremental progress. I'm like, is this not reloading or anything? No, he just hasn't moved that far.
Yeah, that's it.
Here's the thing. I think the worst as far as driving and things, because a lot of us, let's be real, we didn't think that it would really hit us at 1 to 12, 1 to 1 o'clock.
Which it did, right on time.
Which it did.
Yes.
We didn't think that. A lot of us were all caught. Schools did not get out until 12 o'clock. Folks, mamas, daddies, aunties, and cousins, them went to go pick up the kids from the school. Everybody's trying to get around, so traffic was crazy. That's why you're hearing a lot of this, like, for an example, right here from the 253. Puyallup right now is just slick again. I've been trying to get home since 2 this afternoon. And somebody else talked about it was difficult at 2 o'clock. Now, not really an issue at all. Earlier today, it was an issue. And again, later on, we're going to be talking to more traffic guys,
right,
giving us an update on what's going on when it comes to the weather.
That's exactly right. So basically, and this is what you asked me.
Right.
The answer to the question is it's going to get colder.
Yeah.
And it's going to continue to snow on and off all night long until about noon tomorrow. So depending on where you are, right, and that's what Mass also said when he was talking to Candy, Mike, and Todd, it will get colder and you'll get more snow. If you live on Newport Hills right now, your life is absolute living hell because it's bumper to bumper. People can't get up that hill. They were turning around. So and it's just going to get worse through the night. In downtown Seattle, it's a piece of cake. I mean, there is nothing on the road right now.
This is kind of like a soft opening for like a big club.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. 7:02. I'm disappointed. Maybe an inch and a half here in West Seattle, I'm working. I'm in my AAA truck, roadside service truck. By the way, AAA, I wonder if you're busy, because that's another thing I want to say. Now, I will give credit to everybody here. See, there's two things going on. There are those that are online that's making fun of Seattle. Like, oh, you guys think this is some big storm. Okay, you have them, right? And then you have the other people that are safe. You see what I just did with that?
That's big.
And so what I like now is you're not seeing a lot of people. We're not hearing a lot about like, hey, we got a bunch of accidents here. We got a bunch of accidents there, a bunch of cars on the side of the road. Because people, we're getting smarter. Like, it's okay to be scared and nervous to be stuck.
I feel like at the very least, we're learning a little bit. Because I feel like at least what I've seen thus far, it's starting to feel like as it's starting to become more frequent, we're at least getting a little bit more used to it. I think when it happens super infrequently that we get caught completely flat-footed.
What I think is going to be interesting is over this weekend, because you got a couple of things going on. First of all, the temperatures, it's not going to get warm. It's going to be like 30 degrees tomorrow, all day.
You just want to cuddle? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I've been married a long time. Sunday, same thing.
You're just the worst.
Okay, go ahead. Finish,
okay, and then Sunday, Sunday night is a good chance we're going to get
Grammys
another. Beyond the Grammys, good because we're going to probably get some more snow, and we could get some Monday too. So
see,
there's a lot up in the air about this.
I've lived here my whole life. This is what feels so bizarre about this is that I'm used to a very Seattle snowstorm, which is like 3 inches. You get the day off, it's kind of fun, and then the next day,
it's
most
done.
Things are slushy, and then the next day, it may as well have never snowed in the first place.
I'm going to tell you, a huge part of me, and I think this has to do with the unpopular opinion, I don't remember seeing it, but a huge part of me actually...
That's a nice dick.
No.
Well, it's unpopular.
I think it's what I'm going to say has to do with the unpopular opinion that's going to be later on today. I like when there's going to be a snowstorm. I just don't like to have anything to do.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be done with everything. So, for an example, if it gets ready to snow tomorrow at, like, 1 in the morning, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. I've got the list of things to do in your house when there's a snow.
So I gather that if management had come to you yesterday and said, gee, you know, snowstorm tomorrow night, why don't we just do a best of and you stay home? You'd have been thumbs up.
No, because I got to give Kyra Knight this. See, that's the thing. At one minute we're supposed to be entertainment and also news.
Yes,
but right now we're a service
because
people are turning in, tuning in to us right now, and they're like, "Hey,
Harrow Knights, what's going on out there? And we're giving them the news right there. Frank Shires comes in at the top of the hour, starts off with the news. I'm getting ready to give you some things that you could be doing now if you are stuck in the house with some of your family members. I'm going to give you some of that. Tow truck guy, that's my nickname for him. He just texted in and he said, I don't know where he said. There he is. On the tow side, yes, for pulling people out of ditches, he's been busy.
Yep. Oh.
For regular calls like jump starts and stuff like that, no.
AAA stuff.
AAA stuff.
You know, it seems like I make use of the AAA guys, our membership, and those guys more often than not, and they are, without exception, great people.
It's
nice people. I've had them tow me down from paradise, literally, in Mount Rainier, 85 miles to the house. No fussing at all.
It's some of the best money you could possibly spend.
It absolutely is.
Well, I do want to really get to the bottom of, we really need to get better, but I want to get back to some more news here.
Yes.
Frank, don't go anywhere. We have you hang out here. Carol Sevens, Ranji Sinha, says, if you didn't get your supplies already, you might be out of luck.
We came out to the store in West Seattle this morning, and if you come yourself, you will see people furiously restocking the shelves, trying to make sure there are items out here. The store says they've ordered triple, quadruple what they normally would, expecting the crowd. So if you don't get here to buy up what you need, you may be too late.
Now, if you do decide to head out and enjoy some fun in the snow, don't forget that it's quite chilly out there. Because the temperatures are dropping. Dr. Stephen Morris with the University of Washington says that people should stay aware of the temperature.
People play outside and they're wearing warm clothes. And then they get hot and then they want to take it off. They may be sweaty underneath. And then they're at more risk for hypothermia.
So basically he's advising kids to take a break every now and then.
They don't have to do all their snow play today. It's good to play for a little bit and then go inside, warm up, and play for a little bit. And this way you'll get the most out of the fun activities outside.
See, I think that's one of the big differences is that I remember when I was a kid and there would be a snowstorm, you would have that feeling of like, come on, we got to go play because it's only going to be around for a handful of hours more.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas it seems like with the forecast, this is just going to be around for a while. So if you feel like you have to squeeze all your play in today, you don't. You've got an entire weekend where the snow's going to be sticking around.
Well, just make sure you stay safe. Now, let's get back to my dilemma. Okay, let's go around the horn right now.
What's your dilemma?
The fact that we aren't prepared. Oh. We have not did a good job. And I I'm being serious by this. This is a time that we need to, after all of this, after, okay, ha-ha, taking pictures of the bread aisles and everything, not in Safeway and Walmart, we really need to start stocking up things. Because if we can't, go a couple days, 2 to 3 days without supplies, then that's a problem. So I'll go around the horn. Drew Barth, how is the preparation and things in the house with you and your wife?
It's not good, G.
Okay, I'm glad you're being very honest. Okay, there you go.
It's there's a handful of things. I think we've maybe thought 5 or 6 days ahead.
Okay,
I don't know if we've thought beyond that. There's no sort of emergency food preparedness bag. I think we might have a jug of water around, but the cats may have gotten into that, so I'm not quite sure. It's not a good situation. I'm hoping for no apocalypse.
Okay, you need to get better. Before I get to Frank, I don't know if this is a compliment from the 206. By the way, I really appreciate you guys texting in, 989-73. Let us know what you're seeing out there. This really helps us out. 206 says, y'all are a bunch of nannies. I've never in my life been called a nanny, so I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Nanny. Yes.
It sounds... Nanny. Like nanny. Like maybe we care too much.
We're too much. They don't like it.
Frank, are you prepared, man?
Well, you forget that I'm married to the princess of quite a lot, queen of everything, she who must be obeyed. So we have a stocked refrigerator. We have gone through the house and checked for, I bet you guys haven't done this, checked for various lights that can work if we lose power. And in the last 24, 48 hours, we have acquired we found some of our stuff is not working. So we got a couple of new lanterns. We got some lights that we can, with the diode that you can just slap and it's on. Because people are forgetting, we have wind coming. We have snow on the lines. It's going to get a lot colder. We already have some power outages, about 2,500 with Puget Sound Energy. So we've been preparing to lose power over there in Bellevue. In fact, I even bought 4 piles of wood, the little guys at 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
They're laid in, too, because we have a fireplace, and that'll be our only source of heat if we lose power. So I'm lucky. We've been getting ready for the last couple of days.
Now, Cairo Knights, the reason for this exercise was very quite clear, and it was simple. I knew not to go to your house, Drew, and I will be bringing my kids to your house, brother.
I am telling you, you will be welcome. You will be. In fact, you know what? They're going to leave me here in the city.
This was all planned. I know to stay away from Drew. So, but I do want to go over this checklist because this is important. First of all, pets.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make sure we taking care of our pets. Let's get our pets from outside, okay? Let's make sure we do that.
Cat has enough food?
Cat got enough food. Kids are at the house.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think our cats are better prepared for the snowstorm than we are.
Cats are always prepared. They're like, what you tripping about, man?
Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
My litter box good? Yeah. Fresh water?
Sweet. I'm going to take another nap.
And,
good.
And remember, if you die, they'll eat you.
Jeez, Frank.
It's true.
Jeez.
Ask anybody that owns a cat.
Yeah, that's true.
Will they? Really?
Yeah, they will.
Okay,
yeah,
we got to discuss that. All right, next piece of news. Keep your thermostat. They say as high as possible if you're kind of thinking that the wind, the power might go out later on.
So get your place nice and toasty.
Get it nice and toasty. Now, if you're somebody who likes to keep it at like 68. Which I do. My daddy used to like it at 74.
Oh, my God.
And
really?
I used to call that a certain type of hot, but I don't know if I'm allowed to call it here, old Cairo. I lose my job if I said it right now. Yeah. But I call it a certain kind of hot.
I think I would have liked that.
You think you'd lose your job? Imagine if I said it.
Trust me. Hey, Frank, you don't even have to say it. All you got to do is think it. Here's another thing to think about. Make sure you guys keep your pipes from freezing. Like, so maybe turn on some of your faucets inside of your home a little slow drip. Make sure that doesn't happen. Ugh. So
we've eliminated that by just not having any pipes outside because we live in an apartment and nothing is in our control.
Yeah, but man, for those that have homes and houses, it's a real deal. Make sure you don't freeze up. So, we got Sully coming in. He's going to hang out with us. We're going to find out what's going on with him, with traffic, what's going on with weather. I am going to ask David Burbank about his date last night. If they actually walked outside in the cold.
He may not have gone outside. We don't know that.
Oh.
Guess you'll have to listen to find out.
I want to hear some Barry White here between now and that story.
Yeah. You guys been listening to Cairo Knights. Coming up next, Chris Sullivan from Seattle Morning News. He's coming in to talk weather, traffic, and more. You listen to Cairo Knights. G. Scott.